Did your mother have any scars or birthmarks that you remember?
No. She never had hair on her legs.
Never had hair on her legs?
Never even had hair under her arms, she said. Her skin was just as smooth as it could be.
Tell me something about your mother that would characterize her. A story about her or an anecdote that reveals something about the kind of woman she was.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't think of any particular anecdote. I just know she was a very, very strong character. Unbending when it came to right and wrong. There's no doubt about which point of view she would have on the question of right or wrong.
And how did she get this characteristic?
Well,
were all of her brothers and sisters that way as well?
I can't speak for them.
You?
I wouldn't say all. Most of them were. The nine people.
Her parents?
Yes, her parents were very I don't have the right word for it, but they were not rigid, but they were definitely settled on what they believed, and there was no wavering there. They were not taken in by new ideas and so forth. For example, many people came through the country in those days acting as missionaries for different types of religions, but it didn't bother them at all. They didn't waver from their own beliefs, and it wasn't just religion, it was a matter of integrity and honesty with them. And sometime I went to hunt out the write-up of my grandfather when he died. I have it in a paper here somewhere.
I see.
And it was a very fine eulogy of him. And then one of Grandma, when she died.
You showed that to me, and I would like a copy.
And you can see where the children had this inbred in them. Then you see, a person didn't just, there was not just a short obituary in the papers in those days. Everybody who died was good and was wonderful and beautiful. But, of course, in our family, we happened to believe that was true, and we knew it was true, because I had followed Grandpa's tracks around that farm when I was a little girl many times. I loved Grandma, but I adored Grandpa, and because Mama had talked so much about him, and he was her ideal too.
Grandmother, if you did something your mother didn't want you to do, what did she say, and what were the consequences of your?
Sometimes she'd give me a spanking.
Yeah, would she? With your hand?
Yeah, I don't remember ever being switched, but I guess I was. I can't remember. But she threatened to do it.
Yeah. Did she yell, or did she just grab you and pull you in the kitchen and spank you with her hand?
Yeah, she didn't. I tried not to get into that position. I was not a hard child. I'm not bragging, but I was not a hard child to control. And I cried easily if you spoke to me, you know, about something. And that was usually sufficient. But I don't remember her ever doing a great deal to me. But now Evelyn was a different person. She defied Mama. Mm-hmm. And I heard her yell at her.
Evelyn's the eldest?
No, she's
second.
Second.
Uh-huh.
Evelyn was stubborn. She had a will of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Had it been... Well, I don't know why. She and Mama conflicted a great deal. She didn't listen to Mama, then she always suffered for the consequences she wished later she had.
Right.
Was Evelyn the rebel of the family?
Yes, slightly.
You say, when you say slightly, I gather you mean a great deal. Yes.
And she wouldn't have done it had she not been encouraged by some grown people who helped her. It was a very sad thing in our family. It was a terribly sad thing. When she died, Mama was not hurt any more than she was that night when her 15-year-old child eloped with a 19-year-old boy. That's not good.
Who do you think put her up to that?
his sister, Ms. Meeks. Tim was living with her. And we thought she resented having to keep him because his mother had died. And he and his father, Uncle Clayton's father, very good, wonderful old man, moved to town. The children insisted that they come to town. So Uncle Tom was his father's name. Uncle Tom Morris lived with Uncle Clayton in that square. And Tim lived with Mrs. Meeks, who was Uncle Clayton's sister and Tim's sister. And she was not too happy about having to keep him, so we believed. So she thought that she would solve that by marrying him to Evelyn, and Papa would have to take him in the store to work with him. Well, in fact, she said, Jim would just have to take them in the store, all she could see. But it didn't work out that way. They were married. She put them in her car and carried them in to the Methodist parsonage and witnessed, she and Ruth Skipper, a neighbor, my friend, school classmate, carried them over there to this parsonage.
Grandma is trying to tell some stories in the table before you're making too much noise.
Then sit at that table and wait.
We have to leave.
Go, go, go!
Come on.
Because you can't hear the tape.
We can't hear Grandmother over here having such a nice time drive.
That's good. Oh, that's nice.
Why don't we go outside?
No. It's cold out there, I believe. It's time to choose.